A very nice segue now into the press review. That's because Emily Boyle, you're starting off with coverage of that US-China tariff deal. What have the papers been saying?
Yes, well, let's start with the Chinese papers. The English language government paper, the China Daily, has it on their front page there. They call it a positive step for the global economy. It says that China hopes the US will fully rectify its erroneous practice of imposing unilateral tariffs. Meanwhile, the Hong Kong-based South China Morning Post also has it on their front page, and it's looking at the details of the deal, which involves both nations cancelling some tariffs completely and suspending others for 90 days starting tomorrow. The countries have also established a mechanism to facilitate trade talks in the future. It calls it a major de-escalation and a win for both sides, but in particular for Beijing. Now, moving to the US, Politico has an article on this, obviously, as well. They're looking at why the two countries pulled back from the edge. It says that the deal acknowledges that a total economic divorce would be too painful for both sides. The deal came as the US faced a serious economic downturn. According to Politico, it reveals an important lesson. Quote, even Teflon Don can't outrun economic reality. The Atlantic is offering an interesting way of understanding the latest trade talks. It compares Trump's deals to con artists playing a switch and bait card game where the dealer talks non-stop. It says this constant chatter serves two purposes, distracting people and deceiving them about what is actually confusing them. Although the game looks fair, it says you're actually being swindled. The Guardian, though, seems to think that the card dealer has actually managed to swindle himself. This analysis piece says that although Trump has claimed it as a victory, it's actually capitulation. It argues that the deal falls short of repairing the damage caused by what was effectively a trade embargo. It highlights the shift in language in particular since Liberation Day as evidence of this capitulation.
All right, and moving on, and in the UK, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has come under criticism recently for his rhetoric on immigration. What does the British press look like?
Well, Starmer's policies on immigration have been widely criticised in the press. Let's have a look at The Independent here. Their headline reads, dismay at PM over island of strangers migrant rhetoric. The island of strangers, quote, has been likened to former far-right politician Enoch Powell's infamous 1968 Rivers of Blood speech, still saying on the left of the British press. The Guardian is also picking up on the same part of Starmer's speech. They also accuse Labour Prime Minister Keir Starmer of trying to combat the rise of the far-right party Reform, which made significant gains in recent local elections. The Times is highlighting the aims of the policies on their front page here. In particular, Starmer's promise that he will curb 100,000 arrivals a year. They have a photo here of migrants who've just arrived in the UK by crossing on the Channel on a small boat, which has been widely politicised. The far-right tabloid Daily Mail, meanwhile, is making light of the fact that Starmer is being ridiculed. The Daily Mail also calls him a hypocrite for announcing an immigration crackdown years after backing open border policies when he was in opposition.
All right, Emily. Well, film fans are looking forward to the red carpet this Tuesday evening in Cannes, but also the films that are going to be shown. The festival opens today for its 78th edition. What do you have for us?
Well, Variety brings us news that there are new rules when it comes to the dress code at this year's festival. Nudity and voluminous outfits are now banned. The organisers explain their sudden prudishness is for decency reasons and to be aligned with French law. As for the oversized outfits, they're banned basically because they're impractical and quite annoying for other guests. Other than the outfit bans, France 24 here is reporting on the impact of Trump's tariffs on the film industry, especially after he said he would be imposing tariffs on films that were made outside of the US. You can read this article on France 24's front page if you're interested. Finally, on Cannes, Le Monde has this article here. It shows that the festival will be as political as ever. Many key figures of the industry published a letter yesterday denouncing the silence of the film industry in the face of what they call a genocide in Gaza.
Okay, Emily. Finally, from you, a bit of comforting news, pun intended. Scientists have found out that our furry friends are the best stress relievers. What is being said for us?
Well, a study has found that cats and dogs are more comforting than our human partners. This is in the Times today. The survey of 30,000 people found that pets outranked both spouses, children and friends as the preferred form of emotional support. Many people also reported that talking to their pets was a useful way to express concerns. Now, I'm not sure about your pets, but my cats just mainly listen to me when I talk about food, so not the best therapists in my experience.
Well, I don't have any pets, but it might be time to get one. Thank you very much, Emily Boyle, for that look at the papers. Thank you to you for watching. We'll be back after this short break.